Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
John, talk to us about pastoricide. We must not forget
yes.
those who are being held. We have a prayer, you know, in our prayer community, thanks to, you know, Steve. Steve looks over this prayer about the persecuted church, and God birthed this prayer in a time of prayer and fasting and speaking on the persecuted church. And God, you know, and many people pray, but it just happened to be, we were praying as well during that time when God was birthing this prayer. And it was Miriam Ibrahim that was a lady that was pregnant. She had a child. She was being held in
a Sudanese prison.
She had to give birth in chains on a prison floor. And during that 3-day fast, was a 3-day time of prayer and fasting, God showed us how important it was for us to be praying for the persecuted church, because that's when they released her. I mean, it was kind of ebb and flow, but it was towards right to the very end of that. And it's like, imagine if we just pray and fast and say, dear God, pray for the persecuted church. Because Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, when I was in prison, you know, you prayed for me, you visited me, and it enlightened us to a whole new level. That, and we're so thankful for Steve, you know, looking over that and tending to it and keeping that on the forefront of a part of our prayer community. And I encourage you to do the same. But what's happening with Pastor Saeed right now?
Well, you know, Pastor Saeed Abedini, he's been in prison now. He's an American Iranian pastor who was, sentenced to prison in Iran for sharing the gospel for his faith since 2012. And Pastor Saeed, just this past Christmas, sent out a letter to encourage friends, family, the Christian community to stay encouraged. You know, this has been his third Christmas in prison, and he misses his family. You can imagine he has two small children. His wife is Nakhmed, and God's just been using her tremendously all over the world, really, to share about Pastor Saeed's plight and to raise awareness. To raise awareness to the persecuted church and to encourage our government to do what they can do to have him released. We want to ask you to continue to pray for him. But he writes in his letter, we'll make sure that this is available for you in the torch in its entirety, but he writes about how the nights are bitterly cold. He has no glass, no window where he, you know, in his cell. And he talks about how he's been treated, you know, wrongly and badly by the prisoners, the actual guardsmen. I mean, they despise him. And recently, during the Christmas holiday, he writes that he cut out a cross out of paper and put it on his cell wall as he was celebrating Christmas.
Oh, wow.
And they were just demanding that he take it down. He says, I refuse to take it down. This is a man who's been beaten. This is a man who's suffered tremendous amount of injuries to his bodies, and he encourages us not to forget what Jesus went through, that for us to remember the gospel and to stay faithful to the Lord. And we want to encourage you to do the same. When we look at that type of suffering for the cause of Christ, when we look at that type of endurance, it should inspire us to fall in love with God all the more, and to recognize that the trials that we're going through, the hardships, are really nothing at all, that there are those that are suffering by far so much more than we are, and we can be encouraged because God will give us strength. He'll give us supernatural enablement to do what we couldn't do on our own, and that's what we pray for Brother Saeed right now, and all those that are in chains all over the world, all the Christians. We pray for grace for them in this new year, that God will give them divine revelation, that God would inspire them, that would stir their spirits, and that time spent in captivity will be used for the advancement of his kingdom and for more souls. But we pray for Pastor Saeed, and we ask you to be encouraged to do the same.
So let's just take this moment right now. You can join us on the radio. You can join us on TV. This is our moment. Let's take a quick little moment, and we're just going to lift up. Because Jesus said, when I was in prison, you visited. This is visit him by faith right now in the Iranian, the worst Iranian prison. As a matter of fact, they put him way back in the back part, where a very abusive part. But let's just go to God right now. Father God, we just lift up Pastor Saeed, and we ask you right now, Father God, that you would shake that cell, shake that political environment, shake that Islamic environment, and send your angels to free Saeed from this jail, Father God. You would heal his body and free him from this captivity, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Wow. We always want to do that. And I encourage you in your prayer community. And when you're part of a prayer community and you pray, understand you're saying that nothing can be done outside of God. You're saying God exists. You're saying that you understand that it's God. And that's what God wants us to do. And God will shake prisons and set men free. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.